Hi, are you here to eat?
Tammy Reed's welcoming people to the Sutherland Springs Community Center. Several hundred people have come for a feast of sharing, just 2 weeks after the mass shooting at First Baptist Church.
The last few days have been very hard. A lot of those people that lost their lives were my students, former students.
Reed's a teacher at nearby Floresville High School and part of the Sutherland Springs Community Association.
Or good friends, or very close acquaintances that you know from the church or you know from being in the community.
This feast's been in the works since March, and a date was chosen in September.
It just so happens that we selected this date, so it was sort of God's hand of putting it in line when we actually need it. So after the event of November the 5th, this is kind of a healing event as well.
Our Heavenly Father, we bless this meal.
The event was Terry Smith's idea. She runs a small restaurant called Teresa's Kitchen in a gas station across the highway from First Baptist Church. As she finishes this prayer, she tells everyone to grab a plate.
We're going to have two lines, guys, okay? We have turkey, ham, stuffed, mashed potatoes, green beans, corns, desserts, everything.
Volunteers pull the lids off a dozen trays full of Thanksgiving fare and start plating food. Smith says all of this, including 3 dozen turkeys, were donated or bought with donated money.
They would come to the store and drop off the turkeys and the hams, and before you knew it, 4 or 5 cans of green beans, and it was just an outpour.
Smith lost her dear friend Joanne Ward in the shooting, and 2 of Ward's daughters were killed.
Yes, it hurts. All of us here have our moments of breaking down. But now it's getting to where we're remembering the silly things and the good things. Everybody here is connected.
First Baptist is continuing regular Sunday services a block away under a white tent. Church is wrapping up, and more people, like Bain Cerna, are arriving at the feast. Cerna lived in Sutherland Springs for several years and returned to stand with his former neighbors.
As horrific as that tragedy was, that mass murderer, he didn't win. To see people love one another and to care about one another, I think that's just really special. And it really shows you the power of the human spirit, that love does conquer hate.
People decorate a Christmas tree on one side of the dining room. Each person is asked to place an ornament. A second tree is set up outside. This one is bare. On the table next to Tammy Reed lay 26 angel ornaments.
When family members of the deceased come here today, if they come, then we will give them an angel and they can place an angel on the tree.
Gail Ulig is the aunt of Crystal Holcomb. She's with several relatives carrying the angels with the Holcomb family names to the tree. Crystal Holcomb was pregnant when she and her 3 children were killed in the church. Ulig says she's glad she's here.
It feels like you're not alone. You know, right now I'd probably be at home. But here I'm among people that are reaching out to help me, helping everyone, just not me, but everybody in the community. And it feels good. You become closer to one another.
The support comes from beyond the town's borders. Drivers on Highway 87 still often stop and leave flowers at a growing memorial. Terry Smith says nearby towns have been reaching out and have joined them for the Thanksgiving feast.
I hope that the people that have come here today from out of town will continue to stop in and say a hello and remember us, not because of the tragedy, but because we're a community that's very united and you know, we're here.
There's a long road ahead for the people of Sutherland Springs. And it could be years until life feels anything like normal. But residents say, again and again, there's a sense of resiliency and a love here that will help them move forward. In Sutherland Springs, Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.